We're going to lay out some principles for the next few weeks. If you have you have no children's, you have one children's, you have 95 children's, this is applicable to you. If you're old and a grandpa, or if you're single and never had a baby, this is applicable to you, okay? So please dial in with what we're doing because the Bible has a ton to say about this issue. Child training principle number one, having a vision for the blessing of child training. We really want to open up your hearts to this principle today, and there's a lot we want to say about various issues, but you need to start with a vision in your heart for child training, or you will not be effective at child training.
Yeah, in Proverbs 29, it says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained. In the New King James, it says, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. But happy is he who keeps the law.
Amen. So discipline and endurance for child training, we believe, is fueled by a biblical vision of blessing in raising children. So to endure the arduous day-by-day, you know, raising of eternal beings, by the way, your chief disciples, you've got to have a vision to stay focused on and to do this in an effective way.
So what's really on my heart this morning to share is just that this is a faith, spirit-led partnership with you and the Lord. Mm. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So just starting there, knowing that he is, that if he's called you to this, he's going to give you what you need. And so just starting in that place of faith that, Lord, you are, and I'm going to seek you in this. I need this revelation. In Psalm 127:1, it says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who mm-hmm. build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So that's the heart of what I really wanted to share was just, he is with you in this, and he wants to impart this vision and this revelation to give you what you need to get through.
Yeah, excellent. Task. So Amy and I got married, and Marietta tricked me at a little store over here on the side of the deal. I was going to marry, and she said, Amy's, for certain reasons, might not have children. Well, every time I looked at Amy, she would have children. And so I wanted 5, she wanted 3, we got to 8, and then we got a bonus one, we got 9. We don't think that everybody has to have a bunch of children. You can have 1 children, no children, 3. It doesn't matter. This call, God gives us the blessing, we believe, of having children. And it has not been an easy thing, but it has been a thing that we overall have felt like was a blessing and a privilege to us. I have seen God, men and women's hearts change and minds change in their interaction with their kids just by them deciding that this thing is not in my way, it's a blessing for me on the way, that I get to be with my babies, I get to be with my kids. There are 2 blessings. Number 1, a blessing for the parents. Psalms 127, 3-5 says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Not just something to carry on your name, they're a reward from God. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. The first blessing, it's a blessing for us. It's a blessing, not just because they're cute and they're cuddly and we dress them up cute on Easter. They're a blessing from God to us. And that's what the Bible says about this thing. And so there's a blessing for parents. It's vital, we believe, to have a heart-level vision that can embrace the arduous task of daily raising children and see it as a privilege and not a duty, because children are a blessing. Secondly, the children are blessed by our child training. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Children, hey, babies, oh, everybody listen to me. Obey your parents, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And that it all may go well with you and you'd have a long life. Paul picks out of the 10 commandments, I think it's number 6 or 7, whatever it is, honor your parents, is the first one that Yahweh attaches a promise of blessing. We are blessed if we don't worship other gods. We are blessed if we don't steal. But he specifically said, when he said to children to obey their parents and honor them, that there would be a blessing given from him if they would do that. So We want our children to be blessed. I don't know a parent that doesn't want their kids to be blessed. The American dream is trying to offer you a counterfeit way to bless your children, that they have lots of money, fun toys, big houses to play in, and so much to do. Listen, the blessing is found in you training them how to obey and how to honor you and authority around you. Amy and I decided early, with others around us, that we wanted our children to be a blessing, not an irritant to their grandparents. We wanted them to be a blessing, not an irritant to people in restaurants. We wanted them to bring honor as they honored us and obeyed, that they would bring honor to the Lord. Does that make sense? And when that happens, it will release blessing on them. We wanted to secure blessing for them. It says in Proverbs, to spare the rod is to destroy the child. To forsake discipline is really to open the pathway to Hades or hell. So, children, everybody look at me. We love you. We love you enough to say we love you, hug you, kiss you, and to spank your little bottoms. Because we love you. We look at you. We love you. And we want you guys to be blessed. And that's why sometimes it's happy, happy, happy. Let's have fun. And then sometimes we begin to draw boundaries around you so that you won't destroy yourselves. So we love you. And we're doing that because we want to unlock blessing from heaven for you. So we pray that you would get a vision. Grandparents, and you're helping coach parents now, single people watching and getting ready to go there. Listen, this is an amazing thing. You are blessed when you have children, and you can ensure blessing for your children if you will not give up and you will begin to build boundaries and begin to teach them to obey and to honor authority. I want to say this last, and I'll give it to Amy to end. Listen, it is, you think you've got that impossible child. I've never met a family that didn't think, I've got the impossible child. That's not true. Every child you've been given grace to raise that child. Some of them are easy. They're like butter. We're old. Amy and I are old. And we have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. They are like butter. It's not like Patience and Josh don't have issues. Yesterday, we had to deal with an issue. But it's nothing like Samuel and Stephen and Jesse. Back in our 20s when we had more, you know, just God had mercy on us. It's awesome. But listen, we still have to train them. And remember, we're not their grandparents. And we just like we had to train the 20-year-olds. And God's given us all we need to train our children. Amen.
Yeah. Just on that we have a good Father that is here with us to basically like keep raising us as we're raising our kids. You know, some of you didn't have good examples of how to do this. Right. And I just want to assure you that you have a good Father, that you're going to get it as you go. You're going to work it out, and he's going to fill in those gaps that you have while you're filling in the gaps for your children. And lastly, what the Lord has so hit me with over and over is waiting on him. And parenting is a lot of moments that are crazy, and we want the answer right then. And it says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you who acts for the one who waits for him.
Amen.
And I love that. So that's my...
Amen. Great. So you're going to be here next week, aren't you? Can we do this next week? Good. Great. So we want to send the children now. We want to send them as the blessings to us and the blessing. We want to ensure blessing for them. And I want to pray for us all in this room to get a fresh vision of blessing for the children. So would all the children stand up? All you babies, stand up. Great. Stand up. And I just want us to just lay a hand on them, near them if you can, parents and stuff. Let's pray for them, and I'm going to pray for you guys too. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for the blessing of children. We believe the Bible. Even though it's tough at times, children are a blessing and a reward from you. And Lord, we want to ensure blessing for them. So would you bless the parents that are around them right now? Give us fresh vision, almost just a joy in being able to deal with the hard times, that knowing that we're ensuring protection for their little hearts and for their future. Thank you for the privilege of raising kids. You're the most amazing Father ever, Father God. You put up with so much. You release discipline around us. You love us. And we just want to follow your example of being able to invest in our children. Lord, bless these. May these disciples raise up to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Great.